How's it going, friends? Ryan Stevens here, bringing you a catalyzing short to spark some thoughts, helping you ignite that potential and fuel that fire within whatever team you're a part of. Let's talk about enhancing employee retention. More specifically, let's talk about operational succession planning, or OSP, as a strategy for reducing turnover. We don't want turnover. We want to enhance the internal growth of our team members. And employee turnover is really specific to healthcare. It's a growing challenge for providers delivering a high quality of care because oftentimes workplaces are short-staffed. And as our U.S. population demographics are shifting, as our population ages, it's going to leave this field of healthcare and a lot of other professional areas poised to lose a lot of key leaders and employees to retirement at a time when patient care has never been more complex. So operational succession planning may be one solution to manage this looming challenge in healthcare and other areas of business. It's the process of identifying and developing the next generation of leadership. And to investigate this, just to show that there's some proof in the pudding, there was a study in 2022 done by Ms. Jennifer Hefner that talked about the relationship between OSP and employee turnover. It was called The Challenge of Employee Retention in Medical Practices Across the U.S. And they investigated the link between operational succession planning and employee turnover. And employing a study that was quantitative and cross-sectional in nature, they yielded statistically significant results confirming a link between OSP and employee turnover being reduced. Consequently, OSP proves to be an effective mechanism for enhancing retention, not just in the medical practices, but in other aspects of healthcare, wellness, and fitness, business, athletics, wherever you may work. So the findings suggest that if we focus on OSP, it can serve as an effective mechanism for increasing retention in our practice, in our businesses and organizations. So let's talk about operational succession planning and how crucial it is for long-term success, for sustainability of your workplace team. You are building leaders within and you're creating a framework for everybody to be supportive of one another. There's three key tips to help you implement OSP effectively in your place. So let's talk about them. First, identify key roles and skills. So start by identifying key roles within your team that are critical for maintaining smooth operations. Determine the specific skills and knowledge that is required for each role. And this assessment will help you understand the potential skill gaps and the areas that need attention for successful succession planning. Once you've identified those key roles and skills, then you have to develop your talent pipeline. Cultivate your talent by actively nurturing and developing potential successors within your team. Provide opportunities for professional growth, mentorship, and cross-training. Encourage team members to expand your skills, to expand their skills and your skills as a leader. The knowledge to help them prepare for future leadership roles. We're getting them ready to grow within. Invest in their development, and you can ensure a pool of capable individuals are ready to step into key positions when someone leaves or retires. And lastly, document your processes and your knowledge. So when you go through this process, you want it to be reproducible, and you also want to be able to review it for efficiency. So create a comprehensive knowledge repository that documents critical processes, procedures, and best practices. Encourage your team members to be a part of this creation. Encourage them to contribute their expertise and their insights to this resource. And by capturing your institutional knowledge, you safeguard your important information to make it accessible for future successors, future leaders that are coming up within. This knowledge ensures a smooth transition and minimizes the disruption when a leadership change occurs and allows the team members to feel included and the vision and the future of your company. So those are three key tips to implement operational succession planning in your company. What other questions do you have? Let's talk about it. I know retention is super important. Reducing employee turnover is very key these days during the hiring processes that we're all going through. So hopefully you found these three tips helpful. And hopefully this aspect of operational succession planning will help you in retaining your team members and reducing employee turnover. Hopefully this tip will help you ignite your potential and fuel your fire within. Own your spark.